33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Day 7, The Pilgrim's Virtue. By the second Friday of January, most New Year's resolutions have been abandoned. On this seventh day of our 33 journey together, I want to encourage you to persevere. Perseverance is the pilgrim's virtue. Many people will abandon this path of consecration. Decide that you will not be one of them. The most practical wisdom I have ever received about prayer was from an old priest many years ago, when I was a teenager and first starting to take my spiritual life seriously. The initial excitement had worn off, and I was experiencing the early signs of dryness and desolation in prayer. Our natural and very human reaction when prayer doesn't feel good is to wonder what we are doing wrong. Prayer should never be judged by how it makes us feel, and we often aren't doing anything wrong. Prayer isn't about feelings. "Just keep showing up," the old priest said to me. I didn't understand at first, and when I asked him what he meant, he replied, "I'm speaking plainly. No hidden meanings, boy. Just keep showing up. Show up each day, regardless of how you feel or if it is convenient. Just show up and let God work on you." This is the sixth seismic shift we mentioned yesterday. It occurs when showing up for our daily prayer is no longer a daily decision. It becomes a commitment, a decision that no matter what, you are going to show up and be with God for that time each day. The only failure in prayer is to stop praying. You will think and feel things, and many of them don't mean what you initially think they do. So, keep showing up. Sit with whatever it is that God says to you and reveals to you. Just keep showing up. Some days, prayer will seem easy, and others, it will seem difficult. How it seems is never a good indication of how fruitful prayer is. Try not to judge your prayer. It is foolish to say, "I prayed well today." It takes at least 10 years to determine whether you prayed well today. Just keep showing up. If God gives you the grace of encouragement and inspiration, fabulous. Accept it, embrace it, don't squander it, put it to good use. But if you come away from prayer discouraged on some days, remember that Jesus died on the cross and that it was an immense victory. And yet, don't see that as an invitation to a life of misery that you designed for yourself by creating crosses that God never intended you to carry. Life will bring you enough suffering and challenges without you needing to look for more. Just keep showing up, and God will teach you all these things and so many others. For myself, though there have been times when prayer has seemed effortless, for the most part, it doesn't come particularly easy. There are days when I have more enthusiasm for it than others, and there are days when it is difficult, even excruciating. These days require me to force myself to be present despite these struggles. And of course, there are days when it's wonderful and blissful. It all just depends on what God is doing. In your spiritual life, there will be long and dusty roads, epic mountaintop experiences, moments of fear and trembling in the dark valleys, beautiful mornings filled with hope, and long dark nights drenched with hopelessness. Throughout your journey, you will need an ever-flowing stream of practical insights to help you take the next step. But none will serve you better than the simple wisdom of that old priest. Just keep showing up. No matter what, just keep showing up. Remember, it is not about what we are doing. It is about what God is doing in us, through us, and with us, when we show up. Nowhere is this advice more relevant than when it comes to the Eucharist. Imagine if Catholics had applied this simple wisdom to the practice of attending Mass over the past 50 years. Just keep showing up. Show up each Sunday, regardless of how you feel or if it is convenient. Just show up and let God work on you. Imagine. The Catholic Church and the state of society would be completely different today if we had just kept showing up and letting God work. The counsel of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati is more needed today than ever before, because so many people have abandoned Sunday Mass. with all the strength of my soul, I urge you to approach the communion table as often as you can. Feed on this bread of angels, and you will draw all the energy you need to fight inner battles. Because true happiness, dear friends, does not consist in the pleasures of the world or in earthly things, but in peace of conscience, which we have only if we are pure in heart and mind. Never forget that each time you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, he is working in you, to send you out into the world so that he can work through you. Trust, surrender, believe, receive. Lesson. Just keep showing up for prayer and your other spiritual practices. Show up each day regardless of how you feel, or if it is convenient, or whether or not you think it is bearing any fruit. God's ways are mysterious. He is at work in your soul, like the roots of a mighty tree beneath the surface. Just because you don't know what God is doing, doesn't mean he isn't preparing you for whatever is next. Just show up and let him work on you. Virtue of the day. Perseverance. The virtue of perseverance is essential for friendship and love. Perseverance teaches us to resolve difficulties. Acquiring this virtue requires both grace and significant personal effort. There is no virtue in beginning. It is easy. Many start, few finish. This is true in almost everything. Don't look at how far you still have to go. Look at how far you have come, and consider how your life would be if you had never found this path at all. Spiritual Communion. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. Christ our King, thy kingdom come. Mother of the Eucharist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.